Stop cheating on my test scores, dude. You keep looking at my notes. You're bad at,
like, not hiding them. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
What's up, Internet? It's the Wabu Sabu Podcast. Ty's over here looking at my notes of the evening, cheating on the test.
I saw him.
Yes, and it's been verified by super producer.
I'm a witness.
Listen. Yep. You're a witness to nothing, because first of all,
now we know.
You're over there.
That's the second.
Second of all,
I have eyes.
Yeah, she's okay. All the way over in producer.
So can your eyes see my eyes, like inside my eyes, to see my eyeballs, see what they're looking at?
No, you don't. Wandering.
Yeah, I mean that's the second time. I need the privacy screen on my laptop.
Mm-hmm. You need that privacy film.
I know, but I get it. It's tempting to look where it's forbidden. It's just like, all right,
I
if you're like, don't think of the color red. Definitely don't think of. Fire hydrant.
I can honestly tell
think
y'all
of those things.
That I have not looked at that computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I don't know what's on there. Don't care what's on there, because I don't know.
No, you do care. You just don't care to look. I don't know. Anyway, it's the Wabu Sabu Podcast. We actually do keep it fresh here, where we don't really we keep our things we want to talk about separate before we talk, and it's great. And that's how we're doing it, and that's what we're doing, and that's why we're doing it.
And we have so many delightful conversations.
So many.
I wish y'all would be here, like, all the time. Like, even off screen, to see where we talk about, what we do, what we don't do, you know?
Just ooh, the fly
maybe
on the
we could start a live room cam for the Patreon.
Ooh.
We could stream so much live for the whole time.
Should I just put a GoPro on my forehead?
Yes, the GoPro view.
Yeah,
Haley Cam.
What it's like to be friends with
the Haley Cam 9000. It's funny because they'll still not get to see what you look like.
What you look like.
All the viewers.
That's
be like,
the point.
She could be a she could be a whole robot.
They're like, wow, they
she
got
could
the,
be a whole robot.
The lead singer of Paramore for their producer.
Ooh.
I mean, they could just look me up on Instagram.
Yeah.
But then, like, is your Instagram Paramore. Your full name? You're right.
Go follow our producer. Give her a follow.
Yeah, give her a follow.
I'm private, so.
Well,
good
luck with that.
I'll let you know if I'll let you follow me.
Yeah, maybe you should make a public profile for all
for all my fans.
And keep your private life private.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have. I guess I do have a second Instagram that's kind of like my for funsy one, but it's still a public one. Like I don't have any privacy.
I think when life calms down a little bit, I'll switch it off of private.
Yeah.
But there's, you know,
just some things
happen. Yeah, there's weirdos and there's people that, you know, are out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The world,
I understand.
Yeah. It's not 100% safe place.
It's not.
And you know, that's a good goal though. 100% safety where everything's bubble wrapped and warning labels.
Do you think bubble wrap really does protect the things that are in?
Yeah, I think we just need like a coat of bubble wrap around the whole world.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So die. I'm going to start the GoFundMe. Yeah, I mean, a lot would be bad about like, you couldn't really grow crops.
Yeah.
We'd probably starve.
Yeah, every time it burst, it would be like,
yeah, but we wouldn't be hurting because we wouldn't be bumping into things. It'd just be like,
that's what they sound like. That's crazy. Oh, this noise.
I love. That was so satisfying. I used to do that at my grandma's house.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I would never. Did you ever just twist it and do it with the machine gun? Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Did you just act like it was a machine gun?
Twist and.
I did not.
Yeah, no, I haven't, but now I regret not doing that.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity. Well, follow us at the Wabu Sabu Podcast Instagram at Wabu Sabu. And we have a Gmail, wabusabupod@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you're thinking. I think that's my favorite way to be contacted is through an email.
Really?
Yeah. Well, as far as the podcast is concerned.
Yeah.
You could be more, you could say more things.
But if you
know?
Have a number, I would like to be texted or, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't really care for letters because letters get wet and
they get wet.
And damp.
And they fade.
And they fade.
Okay. You know.
I mean, these are
the
some
digital
facts.
Generation.
I'm a digital guy, man. I want digital stuff.
Although I wrote you a letter today.
You did.
We did.
That was beautiful.
That's a different story. Wait.
That was a beautiful letter, man.
Yeah. Actually, the first day we met, I wrote you a letter. Wow.
That's facts.
It's interesting.
And I will say your handwriting is still the same.
I'm forever me, never change.
Do you still have that note?
We like to think so.
I like to think so.
Just yeah. lie and say
You
yeah.
know, he cannot confirm nor deny.
If I have this.
The letter still exists.
Dude, oh, I wonder man. If I still got it. I'm trying to really think now. Now you got me thinking.
Yeah, sometimes I'll like find stuff I'm surprised about. I'm like, oh, this is great. I thought this was long gone.
You know, it was crazy. Like, I'm a hoarder in that sense. Like, I would,
yeah.
in college,
I'm a nostalgic.
I would hold
yep.
old papers thinking that one day they might be like, you plagiarized, but I didn't plagiarize. But they'd be like, you might be plagiarized. And I'd be like, no, I have the facts.
Show me wow. the facts. Show me the school facts.
You know what I'm saying? Or they'd be like, you didn't get this 100. I'm like, I did.
Look,
But it never happened.
No, you never so, like, had to prove after, your 100.
Yeah, so after like...
Did you keep your bad grades too, just to prove them?
Yes. It filled me with fuel.
Show me you got a 60 on this test.
Oh, I got that
we 60. Don't even believe you. And you're like, dude, look here.
My worst grade in college. Remember what my worst grade in college was?
Yeah.
And this was on a paper. And she wrote, dude... She ripped me a whole new one, right?
Did you deserve a new one?
Oh, for sure. 100%. Because okay. I didn't...
A deserved a new care, one.
I didn't care. But I got like a 40.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
A 4-0. And it was an essay. It was like, you know, paper. Dude, I didn't care. She was like writing.
You could all tell negative you did. Stuff.
How yeah. long was it?
I think like 5 pages. Hmm. I got 40. Dude, I just didn't care.
What was
man.
Her reasoning? Just inaccurate facts or...
Yeah, I was making stuff up at the end. You know how like you get to that, like a certain...
Well, yeah.
So no, you I'm can't saying, be surprised when you get it back. You're like,
I wasn't.
40
I wasn't.
Checks out. All right. I put but, in 40% effort. But like, so
but like,
that's
she didn't have to be so hard on me, you know? Like, she was like, this didn't make sense. This definitely did not happen in the book.
Wow.
So it was based off of a book?
Yeah.
So you were just guessing.
Oh, 100%.
Did you even go on the internet for the Cliff Notes?
Yeah, come
man,
on.
Dude.
Cliff Notes. Wow.
Cliff wasn't there for me. So
Clifford was not around.
He wasn't around. Couldn't find a big red dog.
Did you ever use the Cliff Notes?
I did.
I used Cliff Notes a lot.
I think
teachers could tell. I think they knew what information was in the Cliff Notes. Yeah. And if you only include that information, they're like,
they
you read
would,
the Cliff Notes.
Like, look and on purpose put questions that weren't in the Cliff Notes.
Yeah. That's cruel.
That is, but that's the way I got through it. And I mean, after that, I was like, man, I really got to set my game up after getting that 40. You know? And it's like one of those classes where it's like, this one particular one, I had like, I think like 5 chances to like get your grade to a good standing. But I hate the classes where you had like three assignments. That's it. Like, you better be. You'd better do your best.
Yeah, where it's hard to make up for a bad thing. But so did you do all right in the class? Like,
yeah, I ended up passing the class, but it was just like a wake-up call. That was a wake-up call.
Yeah, in calculus in high school, I think my progress report was like a 43.
You got a progress report?
Oh, so shit. I had the only parent-teacher conference of my life. I don't think my teacher really believed in me at all.
Was it more of like a choice?
Like, are you just thinking? I don't honestly remember, but I ended up getting A, B, and B, C credit for my AP calculus.
Ooh, that's good.
And yeah, my teacher was like, wow, I heard you got a AP credit for even B, C. And I was like, yeah. She goes, I'm really surprised. And yeah, that was her reaction. And, you know, I think she was like frustrated that I don't know if it was like just didn't try or what, but maybe I didn't do my homework or something. I didn't really do a lot of homework in high school, so maybe that was it. But
that's how I felt. Like I definitely didn't do a lot of homework in high school, which I would be like, I was that kid that would do it 30 minutes before class.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. 100%.
I feel you.
I wasn't doing that shit at home, man. I had other things to do. I watched Dragon Ball Z and
a lot of Dragon Ball to watch.
And other things.
Well, so in the news, I love the news. I love keeping up with stuff. And okay. I found this like story about there was an aquarium in mm-hmm. Tennessee, or mm-hmm. sorry, Hendersonville, North Carolina, in the mountains of North Carolina, near where I'm from. So up in those mountains, okay. up in God's country, there's a stingray that's been in this tank for 8 years and it has been in itself. There's no other stingrays. There have been sharks in the tank, but now it became pregnant. All of a sudden, no male stingray ever touched it. It's never been documented that a stingray could produce asexually. And it's right now, it's pregnant in Hendersonville. So
that stingray is like Mary.
It's like the Virgin Mary. And it's funny, there's like rumors online that everyone thinks the sharks got it pregnant.
So there's a shark ray?
A shark ray. Shark Who knows, ray. Dude? We don't know. Like, it... Once it's born, we'll be able to find out. But yeah, it's never happened before.
You know, I find it fascinating, the name stingray. Like, I get the sting part, but where's the ray?
The ray. I think the ray is like the flappy kind of flatfish, like a manta ray, stingray. The ray is like, but I'm pretty sure manta rays sting too, so.
But I look at stingrays as dangerous. After Steve Irwin, God rest his soul, like after he
passed, and that's what took him out.
I'm like, dude, I'm good on stingrays.
I went swimming with stingrays once.
You touched one?
I don't think they were stingrays. They were probably just rays.
Oh no, I think they do that in there's Stingray City in the Cayman Islands.
That's where I went.
Yeah, I've been there. You pet them. Yeah, they're legit stingrays. Yeah.
I don't.
It's just they know that you're feeding them and they're chill. They're like, don't step on them and you're fine. Like if you shuffle your feet like on the ground, because that's like when you step on them, they'll go after you. But. If you warn them, you're there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool experience. I only got in for like 5 minutes. I was too scared.
You were swimming with them?
Like yeah, you get in with them.
What do they feel like?
You can stand, though.
But like, what do they feel like?
I mean, they feel like a fish, a dolphin. Okay. They feel like dolphins.
Dolphins? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they making noises and stuff?
No.
Noise.
No, this one guy like was picking them up though, like that's the crazy. Tour guide.
Yeah,
and we could see their little faces.
Yeah, you can like
underneath.
Pick them up like this.
Yeah,
and they have like a little smile on the back it's on their cute. Flat side.
It's cool.
That's crazy. But yeah, apparently, like with this stingray, they're assuming that the egg just fertilized itself. If
Damn.
It says.
So now females don't need men
God
anymore.
That can't happen to us.
It's not cloning themselves, but instead a female's egg fuses with another cell, triggers cell division, and leads to the creation of an embryo. Who knows? I mean, this is the first time it's happened to the stingray that's been documented. So maybe like, maybe it'll happen to a human. Who knows? I mean, why not, right? It's a random mutation or something, or... They thought it was a tumor. They noticed a lump on our back blowing up like a biscuit, and they did an ultrasound, saw a pregnancy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How long are stingrays pregnant for?
It's a very good question. I do not know that, but...
I shall look it up.
What if it is half shark? That would be hilarious.
They'd be like, dang, she in the same room and cutting it with the shark.
Shark. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. That's it's kind of weird, but
3 to 4 months.
Yeah,
3 to 4 months, pretty quick.
Hold on. So it's like from conception.
So that baby's coming out soon, and I think they have cameras. You can live stream this.
Interesting. So maybe that. How long has that stingray been there?
I mean, it's been there for 8 years.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, it says it may have been impregnated by one of the small sharks that share her tank.
And this was a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, less than a month, 3 to 4 weeks ago. So
they're still
pregnant. We're already in. We're a fourth of the way into the pregnancy. Maybe we should tune in. We can give updates on...
What if it is a half shark, half ray?
You heard it here first, then. We're breaking news. I don't know. That'd be funny. Just like when the internet's accidentally right every once in a while. I don't know.
That's an interesting article.
But, yeah. Dude, I got some new tattoos this week, and that's why I'm wearing the long sleeve, because my arm is like shaved where the tattoo is, and it looks... It's not ready for presentation. So
did it hurt?
I got sleeves on. No, I actually kind of like, it's like a pretty thin needle, single needle. So it just kind of like kind of felt nice, to be honest. It was like a little scratchy scratch on the arm.
I've never, I don't have any tattoos.
Me neither.
Haley
is tatted up.
Yeah, Gus is now a part of the hand tat.
Oh, yeah,
tat
I got
game.
A hand. A little one on the hand. Okay. I don't know if I'll subtly adjust my microphone like this
It stands for Viva for Vendetta.
Yes. Victory. My Vendetta victory. Victory Vendetta. So, yeah, I'm in the hand club.
The hand
club. We'll see how it grows. Do you not want tattoos, or are you just like... I personally feel like there's no rush. I'm glad I've like waited so long. I don't think there's any rush, but
I don't know. I feel like I don't have a high pain tolerance. So.
Well, I feel like on the top of the arm here was nice. It wasn't bad. It's almost like if you just imagine like scratchy scratch for an hour or however. Oh, I mean, depends on
long?
Which tattoo.
An hour?
Depends on the darkness and thickness of your tattoo.
Mm-mm. How long did your arm take?
Which one? This one? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That was like all day, 7 hours or something.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And this one was pretty thick, so he had to get in
man,
there.
Man, just put me asleep.
So that's why you don't want it? Because the pain?
Yeah. Yeah. Stabbing at the same spot numerous times.
I like pain.
Yeah, I like a little bit, you know.
Y'all are sicko.
Ty's like, that's not...
That's sick. Well, you like pain for real, Haley?
To a certain extent.
So, what's the worst thing that has happened to you?
Pain-wise?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I would have to say probably my wisdom teeth.
Teeth pain is a different... You ever had teeth pain?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had two dry sockets. Woo! And I think that was the most miserable. That was worse than hip surgery.
Yeah. Because in your head, right?
Yeah, it's like on the inside.
That, oh, man.
I cried every day.
You ever had a cavity?
I have, but not...
No, but I'm saying, like,
bad.
You had a cavity and, like, you ate some sweet...
No.
Just like, pings it.
Is like, it's a different type of pain. And I feel like even the, like, just think of the strongest, most toughest person. I feel like they would bitch about having a toothache.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard to tolerate because it's so present.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably...
What about you, Gus?
I don't know. I was trying to think. I really like block out like painful traumatic stuff. Like I don't really.
Do you have many?
I don't know. I could think of like a few times, but I'm sure I don't know. I might have to think on that one. Maybe by the end of the podcast, I'll have an answer. Give me some minutes.
I think mine is my cut on my forehead. Because you could see literally bone at the moment in time, and I had to get like I think like 28 stitches or something like that. And yeah, that thing hurt.
How'd you do that?
That's a long.
Ooh, long is that a Patreon story. Episode?
For sure. But it's happened 9th grade, and I remember because I had my head wrapped up I couldn't go to school for a couple weeks because of that. But I remember that night when it happened and I went to the hospital. The doctor was like, you got to stay awake. And it was early. It was like maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, you got to stay awake. Scary. And I was tired, bro. I was tired from the blunt hit. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, like, I was just tired. And I wanted to go to sleep. And then this dude brought this fucking needle, man. I'm telling you. That thing was like this.
No.
And I looked at him. I was like, that's going where? He's like, it's going right in your head. It's going to numb it. Well, it shouldn't have known me. He
do what you got to do. Yeah. I mean, it's weird when they do like brain surgeries, like the person's still conscious.
Mm-hmm. But you don't feel it. That's the crazy. Yeah. They say you don't feel it.
I guess you're just like your brain's so protected, your body doesn't need nerves there.
But I feel
like
you would feel the cut, right?
Probably at the very beginning. You'd feel the cut, but not when they go in. What if you had like a live look at your brain? You're like camera set up for a monitor and you'd be like...
I think they do that. I remember I had to go get a hip... it was an MRI, but with contrast. Mm-hmm. And they literally stick the needle into your hip joint. And you can see the needle on the screen because they need to have a guide.
To make sure they're in the joint. Oh.
You're hurting me right now.
I can only imagine what it would be like for your brain.
Oh my God. We gotta change the subject. I don't want to talk about pain or...
That hurts.
I don't think it's good for the ratings, you know?
That hurts.
This is a niche market for a niche discussion.
Did you feel the needle?
Yeah, I felt it.
Oh my God. Let's talk about anything else. Do you guys like to read? What are you reading now?
I like to read about paint. No, I'm
kidding. I like to read about needles going slowly in where I can watch them on an ultrasound.
I promise I'm not sick.
Shit. I mean, tattoos are like light sticks. I could take that. I don't like the deep sticks.
But I just wonder who thought of like tattoos. I feel like that's an ancient thing.
Yeah. And it's in definitely like a lot of cultures, I feel like.
Yeah, but were they using clay?
I don't know what the ink they used in the beginning.
But somebody had thought of a good idea. Just, you know what? I'm going to paint ink in my
body. Put a needle in. Yeah, probably it's warriors. It's probably warriors first.
Yeah. I used to hate needles, too. Used to be afraid of them.
Yeah.
Now you have a shit ton of tattoos. One metric shit ton of tattoos.
Yeah.
A metric ten. It's a lot of
This is crazy, man. Like, even to think about, like, and I don't know how true this is. They say, like, blood is blue inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
But it's red once it hits oxygen.
Yeah, you can see it in the veins.
So, like, right now, like, literally, seriously, your blood right now, like, your intestines, like, your legs, all that shit's blue.
Mm-hmm. Till it hits oxygen, yeah.
That is... Isn't that nuts? So we're we're legitimately
avatars.
Like yes, we're aliens.
Blue is weird. I mean, we're aliens to other planets. Yeah.
Silence.
Why do you make me think about that, man?
I know you got to let it sink in.
You know, like what if our nose was like on our forehead? And
well, our nose is in a weird place to other planets. They're like, their nose is in the middle of their face, nose, dude.
And it's
these
crazy.
Humans from Earth, their nose is right in the middle of their
But
face.
Here's the crazy thing. Here's another crazy thing. Our brains block that out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the nose in the middle of our sight.
Yeah, the nose in the middle of your sight. Our brains are so...
And it's also crazy that, like, isn't our eyesight, like, crossed?
Yeah.
In our brain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or upside down. I think, too. It's like, the light, our lens is reflected upside down, and our brain flips it for us.
That's crazy.
Hard but belief. we use our if I can remember this right, like, we use our eyes not only for, like, you know, visual, but it's also, like, spatial context. Because, like, if you're in, like, let's say a cave, and for some reason your body is contorted to, like, go down, it fucks up. Like your sight. And so then your brain goes into a panic of like, what's up, what's down, because it doesn't know.
I generally do like to know which way's up, especially underwater. You ever been underwater and you got tumbled around and you don't know which way's up? Yeah. Like in an ocean or like a waterfall or something?
Yeah.
It's scary.
Terrifying.
It is. Yeah. Or how deep you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Man, we're talking about some
terrifying
crazy
stuff. Man.
My adrenaline has been up this whole episode. Can we just talk about something pleasant?
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to get this week started off right. And, oh, God, I'm stressed. I'm stressed from this 20 minutes, whatever. I don't even know. I'm scared.
And you know what's crazy? April 13th happened on Friday. 13th. Just remember that.
I mean, wasn't...
That was last week,
April 13th.
April 13th.
Oh. Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Hold on. How many? What's your? So, hold on. Last week was.
Don't go off anything I said. I don't know anything.
It can't be. No, but the last time we went camping, it was Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. That was a
good one. Was it really?
Mm-hmm. That's we got to go camping. Well, you didn't go.
Oh, that's right. I didn't. Mm-hmm. But we do need a camping trip.
Yeah. It's about that time. Maybe we'll do a podcast from the campsite.
Ooh.
We were just talking about an outdoor episode, so.
Yeah. That would be pretty dope.
Really nice. By the river.
We have to do it like
a bubbling.
Would you want to do it in like it would be morning? It would be
live
like,
audience.
Ooh, in the morning. That'd be good. Live audience.
Live audience.
Ooh, like now we're talking. Okay.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
Get my summer bod.
Yeah.
You know.
Start chiseling away.
Chiseling away, man.
Chisel.
Eat no carbs.
No carbs.
Oh, I can't celebrate that.
Carbs is, dude. I didn't know carbs isn't. Everything.
And carbs turn into sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar. I love it.
Sugar. Sugar is so good.
Yeah, that's one of my vices. Probably one of the biggest.
You think sugar is the ultimate drug?
I don't know, but it's more addicting than most.
I think you ever had sugar cane? Like a pure sugar cane?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
It's a different taste than like actually like I don't know purified sugar, I guess.
Oh my goodness, I forgot my water.
Oh
lordy,
that's why I drunk my whole Powerade.
What are you gonna do?
This whole show, let you know how thirsty I am.
Well, maybe we can take a quick break.
Maybe.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break for no commercials.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Shake your head back and forth. Wiggle your body. Like, shake it. There you go.
That was a beautiful sound.
Sleep is all about the eyes. It's all in your eyes.
Scooby-Doo. Well, that was a delicious mouth-watering water sip. What whistle-wetting break. Thank you for honoring that, everybody. I feel much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But you know what? You know what the best kind of water is, though.
Oh,
spring.
Spring water, indeed. I really like. I was on this like Fiji. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Spree. I was like Fiji only. I felt so classy. And then I realized I was poor.
And Fiji is good. Do Fiji even really sell water?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any Fiji water lately.
Yeah, Fiji's around. They're still doing their thing.
They have this new one called Eternal. And then they have this new one called Smart Water.
Oh, smart. Feel.
Somebody should make dumb
water.
It's
real smart pan.
Dumb water. You think people drink dumb water?
Better be cheaper at least.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what if it's more? Because you'd have to be dumb to buy it. Let's make some dumb water and have $20 a bottle.
No, we keep on making these things on our podcast, and people are gonna take them, man.
Yeah, we gotta stop saying our good ideas out loud. Jeez, just give us 10%,
please. Seriously, if you make
dumb water,
I want some dumb money.
Yeah. We'll share serious. Ideas for 10%.
Sure.
Know, not above it.
I'm going to court with this. I'm making sure we got dates and stuff.
Yeah, this is a verbal agreement.
Don't even make the dumb water, because if you want to make dumb water,
we're gonna
dumb going to court.
Dumb court.
Get a dumb lawyer and a dumb judge.
That better be the best fucking water ever.
Ooh.
I mean, for $20, what if it's like muddy? That's really dumb.
Would you drink something called muddy water? I feel like that's a cool name.
I mean, I did muddy drink water. Mud water. I was on that for a while, the mushroom coffee.
Yeah. Would you drink something like if it was advertised as that? Mud water.
I mean, I did. I paid $30 a month for a while.
Like, I even think, like, Yoohoo is mud water.
Ew, I hate Yoohoo.
Really?
You like it?
I do. I like the strawberry kind, too.
Ew.
It's too watery for me. I could taste the water in the Yoohoo.
I can taste the you.
You taste the you in the who?
No, man. Not this hot cocoa and chocolate milk shit again.
Look, I learned a lot that day.
We learned a lot. That was a very interesting clip. And I'm glad. Didn't know so many people had so many comments about it.
It was our most commented clip.
I like it.
We're setting records. Debate. Yeah. And people have opinions, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah. You know what's weird? You know what I used to do? I'm telling the world what I used to do. I used to mix. This is weird.
Oh, no.
And I did this because I'm like scared. I was trying to, I guess, get in shape, like get weight.
No.
I would mix milk and orange juice together.
Oh God.
And drink it.
That's foul.
That's the worst thing you could ever say.
How old were you? Why?
15.
How long did you do that for?
What? For like 2 or 3 months.
I have so many questions.
Did you get sick from it?
No, I drank it.
What did it taste like? Creamy oranges? Like an orange sickle?
It kind of did.
Honestly, maybe I do want to try it.
See? I'm telling you.
Would you take a sip now? Can you almost taste it?
Ooh, I don't know if I can do it now.
So it's gross.
The reason... I'm not saying it was great. The only reason why I was doing it is just to like try to, you know, I thought like adding, you know, your two calcium, your calcium C and D, and you know, you're just making it all happen.
They make orange juice with vitamin D in it. They add it.
Hmm. Well,
but it doesn't come with the protein that the milk juice does. Call it oat milk juice.
I was doing it with Minute Maid orange juice.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Y'all got some weird things, y'all. Like, I'm sure y'all...
Dude, speaking of food combinations, I pretty much invented, I don't know if you know this, I invented the Doritos Locos Taco.
You'd said numerous times.
Look, I mean, I need to get it down on documentation in front of a camera. You, man.
Right.
Because... I told a cashier in Durham, I wonder if we could trace
what it. What year was this first? You got to give me years.
Well, it was between, I think it was probably 08.
Okay.
That'd be my guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, you own Yum Brands, PepsiCo, Frito-Lay, all the same thing. Doritos, Taco Bell, same thing. Let's make this happen. She's like, yeah, that's a good idea. I was like, send it up the chain. Now, I think it's probably years later, but.
You think that person remembered?
Took a while.
You think that person took up the chain?
You know what? I would like to trace it back just to find out. They'd be like, nah, we thought about this in the think tank. I'd be like,
yeah.
Was I the think tank in Durham, North Carolina? Yeah.
Like, remember, I don't know if you tell the story of like the janitor who became like the VP of. Was it Lay's or...
Is that the Flamin' Hot?
Flamin' Hot, yeah.
Didn't they make a movie about that?
They did. Very good movie, by the way.
Wow, if that doesn't inspire you,
yeah.
I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Janitor to executive.
Right. And you don't see that too often. You don't see that big leap.
I know. They used to call it the American Dream. Now they call it a miracle.
The Miracle Dream.
The Miracle Dream. Like, when one person does it, they got to make a freaking movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the... That's not the, yeah. The American Dream is like the lottery.
Seriously. And it's crazy. You know what's crazy about that? Like, there's been times where people have won it multiple times.
The lottery, yeah.
And I'm like, the luck, like the sheer luck that you have to do something like that is like crazy to me.
I wonder if like, does that, I mean, how many tickets do they have to buy? They have to be...
Oh, you're buying a fuck ton, I feel like. You're not just going one... No. You have to.
Like, 5 tickets and win twice. Yeah, I don't know.
Would you buy, like, a full roll of tickets? Just to, if you're rich, would you buy
just
a full...
Just to find out?
Just to find out.
Yeah, maybe. Or it'd be fun to, like, buy a roll and just, like, hand them out to people in the street. Like, good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Have fun.
Do you want something back if they do win?
A smile.
You're a better man than me. Listen, if I give you out some free stuff,
if like
you don't gotta give.
Give me 90%.
Nah, just give me like, you know, I'm like 30.
30?
Yeah, 30.
Just 30?
Just 30.
30?
30, and I won't, like, if it's $1 billion, I'll take 30, whatever 30 is of $1 billion.
Sure. 300 mil? Yeah. Or 333 mil?
I'll take that. Would you not?
Nah.
You're a good man.
Just kidding.
You're a
I would
good
take
man.
It, yeah.
Gus is a good man, y'all.
No,
Gus,
I would take it. I was joking.
He wasn't joking. He wouldn't take it. He'd be like, no.
No, like, no. I insist. No.
Well, I'll be like, where do I sign at?
And,
don't transfer to my account yet because it's overdrafted. So I gotta wait until
my account needs that 300 mil to fix my overdraft. Well, at least get me out of the negative, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, and it kills me like when the bank's going like you're in the negative and stuff still try to come out. It's like, bro.
Bro, chill.
Like, yeah. I ain't got nothing, man. Like, why you keep doing this?
Dude, yeah. Sometimes, like, I remember, like, one time I had a overdraft, like, but it was, like, 3 or 4 overdrafts in a row. And I had, like, all these charges racked up. And I'm like, after the first one, you should have just said, deny it.
This man don't got nothing.
Give me a deny. Yeah, like, decline me.
And I'm okay you declining me because this will work out right now.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. And then, the thing that makes me mad, now I'm on the subject because you got me here. The thing that makes me mad is like they would choose what they want to come out first instead of the actual transaction.
So they might get a little more money.
Yeah.
They'll choose the more expensive thing to get you negative and then the little ones will add up. God. Yeah.
It happens every time. And it's like in your head, you're like, bitch, just take this first. Take this first.
Yeah.
I need you to take this. But then you'd be like, nah, motherfucker.
They'd miss out on $70.
I need that money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's how
God.
They do me, man. They be doing me so wrong. They be like, your name Tyree Sally? Yeah, we gonna fuck you up.
Man, this whole episode has been stressful. We've been talking about fees, negative bank accounts, pain. Like, we're on one today.
We're on one today. I don't know. It's something about this, you know, Monday.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, it's getting, like, spring is slowly unraveling, and we're just shaking off the last darkness of winter.
I know where
spring
it is.
Springing. What?
Daylight savings time.
Yeah.
That's what got me.
We're still adjusting.
I'm adjusting to life.
Yeah.
It takes us a long
time
to adjust.
I'm adjusting to this new, old body.
Yep.
But I had to say it 3 times.
I do love how it's lighter later.
Yeah. Nah.
Can't complain about that. You don't want you like the 5:30 sunsets?
Yeah. Yeah, because like closing time.
You like the darkness. You know what I'm saying? This episode has been dark.
I love it.
I love it. And we'll call this the darkness episode.
Darkness, even though we're not dark.
If you want to talk about pain and overdraft fees.
And what else? We said something else.
I don't know. Stingrays. But stingrays.
How did stingrays get into a conversation of this?
Torture. Well, might as well cover some torture.
Might as well.
What else have we haven't covered? Hexes and curses.
Voodoo.
I curse you guys to a great week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I curse you guys for a fantastic week.
I curse you guys for achieving your goals and having meaningful friendships. It's a curse.
I curse you getting more money than you ever made.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
curse you with abundance more and more every year.
I curse you with smart kids.
Oh. Wow.
If you have kids.
Yeah, if you want them.
Beat that.
Oh. I curse you with your wildest dreams coming true.
I curse you with your dreams. Inside of your dreams.
Wow.
To come
dream
true.
Curception.
It's a lot of dreamage.
It's a lot of dreamage. So if you dream about dinosaurs, you might have some dinosaurs.
Sheesh.
If you're dreaming about being NASCAR, you might be in NASCAR. But if you dream about being a $2 whore,
you're not.
So that's how I ended up here.
Man, I wish we had $2 in the studio. We don't even have that.
We got two nickels a rug.
Damn.
We're all horse for free.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a passion.
I mean,
it's a passion.
Speak and I statements, buddy.
Oh, you guys are making money? What the? Oh, damn.
I like that. That was a good one. I like that.
got you.
You come with it.
I'm more of a wee guy. I'm like, I'm a team player.
You a you guy.
I make statements for the team.
Because you know what Tyree does? Speak for him. Mm. So, because when someone speaks for you, they don't know you sometimes. Mm.
Mm. You don't know me.
I know you. I know. Matter of fact, I know where both of y'all live.
Yeah.
I know your parents.
You do. Mm.
Y'all know my parents. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I know where y'all live. Mm. Y'all kind of know where I live.
I know where you live, Ty.
Let me ask a question. If I gave you my house address, do you need GPS to look for it?
No.
No. There's not that many turns.
Yeah. So you think you'll get there without GPS?
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Wow.
It's not that hard.
Well, y'all's house is easy to get to.
Yeah, I don't have too many turns either.
Yeah. I mean, I use like GPS to live right to on go the everywhere because it's Atlanta.
So. True. Traffic purposes.
Hold on. You do what?
Mm-hmm.
Just for traffic monitoring.
Just for efficiency reasons. And okay. Also, and I don't want to get pulled over.
Yeah, so Waze has cop watch.
When you have to go somewhere, like if you don't have to go directly to your office and you have to go somewhere else on site, do you...
Always.
Yeah, you GPS before you go? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See what time you got
to
leave?
No, even if... Yeah. And even if I know exactly where I'm going, I like to...
Do y'all leave at the actual time it says you're going to get there, or do you leave a little bit 15 minutes before it says you're going to get there?
I trust my Waze prediction.
Like, if it says, like, if you have to be there at 8, do you get there by 7:45, or do you get there at 8?
Set the Waze for 7:45, yeah.
Got me. What about you?
I don't do that. Yeah.
Depends if it's for a shoot. If it's for a shoot, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. That's
fair. Just going to the office.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah, is it to hang out with friends or is it to be professional business person?
Well, it's so crazy. I rarely use my GPS because I know my city. It's really easy to get to places once you've lived around Atlanta, Georgia.
See, yeah, I am finding new streets in Atlanta all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you know your way downtown?
Probably not downtown, no.
Okay. I do a little bit.
What about like Buckhead? Are you familiar with Buckhead?
Definitely. Yeah. I live there familiar first.
With Buckhead than you are downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's just not many reasons to be downtown that much for me personally.
What about Midtown?
Midtown, I know my way.
I know Midtown.
Okay.
Midtown's easy. They got the numbered streets.
Yeah.
Helps keep your bearings.
Yeah. I mean,
but East Atlanta, I got down pat.
Oh yeah, it's so crazy because like when you live far from Atlanta, like say you grew up in Douglasville, and you see Atlanta, it looks like a whole different, like it's so weird, you know what I'm saying? Because like when you're a kid, you're like, oh, it's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You don't visit Atlanta a lot because you're just staying in your neighborhood or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But then when you're older. It's like you get to Atlanta and it's like, it's a whole different thing. I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, I just remember it like being the city because I spent from middle school and high school 2 hours north. So this was our city too that we would like reference that or Asheville. And the MARTA was crazy. I was like, this is a megalopolis. They got a train subway system, malls.
Yeah.
Multiple. I mean.
Skyscrapers, all the yin yang. Now, more than ever.
And the world of Coke. And if you're a kid, it's the best sugar buzz ever.
Have you been to the Coca-Cola factory?
No.
Yo, what? Oh, you got to go. Oh, no.
Let's go.
We got to make that happen.
It's great.
Field trip? Wabu.
Oh, seriously.
Wabu field trip?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You try sodas from all over the world at the very end. They used to shoot the Coke over across the room and into your cup.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty sure there's some tomfoolery.
Dude, we got to do that. No, seriously. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Let's go.
Where else have you... Have you been to an aquarium?
Yes. Okay. I've been there once.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of World of Coke, I took my buddy Wes there one time with my friend Jenna, and they had this mascot with these like hands that are just like spring loaded or whatever, and it just kept hitting Wes in the balls. like literally, like Jenna was even taking pictures of it, and there's like one picture of it just like hand right on Wes's like place, and like Wes is like bent over, like, "What are you doing?" And I'm just like laughing at him, like bent over laughing at this him, and like the mascot's like looking straight ahead. It can't even see either of us. It's just like in this little suit, and it's the person's hands are probably not even like these hands are just rubbery, and yeah, just kept hitting Wes right where he didn't want to be touched by a
he got molested puppet by hand.
Yeah, up, multiple times over and over. So anyway, we talked about now we had puppets molesting people. So I think this officially we're doing pretty well on this episode. I think so. I think we need to we'll call it a day the here.
We'll try again next.
This is our dark episode.
I know we need to clear the palate, but look, if you're listening to this, just remember that you're an incredible person.
You are.
And that we'll finish here on a positive note here, but you can do what you want to do, and we're just here to remind you that you're loved. We're your friends. We want you to tune in every week and just hear, like, just be part of the conversation. Comment on the comments. Email us at wabusabupod@gmail.com. But yeah, you can do it, man. We're doing a podcast, so there's one thing if you dream it, you can do it. We're living proof.
My producer is looking at me. With laughter, because I just held in the biggest yawn that I wanted to make, but I couldn't make it out.
Whew. We are good filming job. Late here this
late.
Week.
It is late. It is. Listen, guys.
We're filming late.
It's past. It's
grandma's bedtime.
We're doing it for you guys.
We're doing it for you. So I want you to know, when you get up this morning, you have your coffee, you have your eggs, toast, bacon, whatever, you pet your dog, you tell the kids, be quiet. Whatever it is you do, just know Wabu Sabu is there for you.
We're working hard for you.
Working hard for you. Not for me. Not for little Timmy down the street. Mm-mm. Not for little Susie down the street. Working for you.
Yeah.
And if your name's Susie, I'm sorry. And
yeah. It's my Timmy, mom's name.
Really?
Yes.
So we're, yeah.
Wow. I thought her name
we
was
We love
like
little Susie too.
Annabelle.
Susie. Shout out Susie. What?
Annabird.
Okay.
Well, on that note, this might be the strangest Wabu Sabu podcast ever, and I feel like something happened today, and you know,
we love you.
Love,
miss. Bye.
Well, Wabu Sabu.
Wabu.
Out.